Quest Gaming Network presents PlanetSide Off the Record. Size really does matter.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to PlanetSide Off the Record for episode number 5. I am Joe the Widget Wilson, your lead host. And joining me, as always, is the writer himself and the epic tank driver, Mr. Mike Forney.
Yo. Ho, ho.
You're always the most exuberant and vibrant person on the show, I swear. And joining us, as always, is Keth, I now love to snipe gaming.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
Mr. I am in the beta now.
I'm right?
Yeah.
And loving it.
And next on the list is Derek Origin. I can't figure out what I'm going to be doing in PlanetSide 2 McClure.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going. We have another show for you guys today, and let's see how things go. We got a lot to talk about. I want to give you guys all a pre-warning that we are going to be complaining about some things, but I want everyone to remember this is just a beta. We're basically griping, but yet trying to gripe constructively in order to help the beta along. This is not how the game's going to be when it is launched. I want everyone to remember that. What you're playing right now is not what's going to be exactly on the actual launch. Hopefully, most everything is going to be fixed. We are still in closed beta. All right, our sponsor for today is Tweaked Audio. TweakedAudio.com provides the best earbuds on the market, hands down, for the best price that you can find them. Go to TweakedAudio.com and put in the code Off the Record at checkout for 30% off your entire order. So they, not only were they originally some of the best and cheapest you can get, they're even cheaper now. So go check them out, guys. They are awesome. I use them all the time. All right. Our gameplay this week has, I'm pretty sure, been quite interesting. But since Mike doesn't have any notes on the subject, I'm going to go to him first.
Yeah. I played a little bit, and I just have to say that I can't hit anything with my gun anymore. It was really kind of pissing me off.
Have you tried, like, using the scope and the sights and stuff? Cause, like,
no,
if you're just,
I decided not to try that. I just want to blind fire everything. Of course I was using the scope and the sights. Jesus.
I was just checking.
If I could reach through this computer and slap you, I would. But I'm not that good.
I'm just saying.
And then one of the other bugs that I seemed to run into all week was the second my shields ran out, I died. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But
it seems to be a new thing recently. And we're going to get into that on our key talking point after our in-game. There's a couple of things that they changed on Sunday that put a huge effect on the venue in a very negative way. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. Anything else, Mike? Is there any epic stories in-game, or is it just the fact that you were dying repeatedly?
I was just dying repeatedly this week. I don't have no epic stories.
My week was entertaining, to say the least. I did rage quit on Monday night. I did have some interesting encounters during that night, though, especially with my bursters on my max suit, which I am in love with. For some reason, the venue, we only had 3% of the entire map owned, and 1% of that was right in front of the TR base. And there was miles upon miles of TR territory between us, between their warp gate and ours. And for some reason, we held that one, and we had 200 people in that little tiny base right at their warp gate. I went into my burster, but by the time before I got killed and they overran us, I took out myself alone. I had 12 kills of aircraft, 3 galaxies, 3 liberators, and the rest were mosquitoes. Not including all the assists I had, which were a lot more than that. So I went through, we had engineers behind us constantly refilling our ammo. I probably refilled my ammo a good dozen times during that process before too many tanks rolled in and killed us all. That was insane. But after that, it went downhill from there. So I started out that day at literally 13-1. And by the time the day was done, I was 14-32.
Wow.
Wow.
It went bad. really quick. And we're going to get into, like I said, we're getting into that during the key talking point, but there's a reason why. And let's just say that during that process, I felt like I was running around naked with a BB gun. That's exactly how it felt, except for even in Mac suit. The only time that I actually got a really good play time during that was when I was doing the dual bursters on my Macs. That was it. And then today I played some more. And I, well, also on Tuesday, I got a little bit of time in. I played as NC, and I did TR as well to test the theory. Again, something I'll get into later. And I gotta tell you, man, those Reavers are completely BA. They're by far the most powerful aircraft on the in the air, right out of the gate. The Venue machine gun on their on the Scythe, or sorry, as I was corrected in the email, the Scythe.
Oh, thank God, somebody corrected you on that.
I know, it's a bad habit. The Scythe, I was, I know how to pronounce it, I know what the actual name is, but, yeah, you know, you get those speech impediments periodically. The Scythe machine gun at default is god-awful. It's slow, you can't hardly hit anything moving, and the damage ratio from it is horrible. But, yeah, that was pretty crazy flying around a Reaver and just destroying everything in sight. Other than that, I had another great morning today with the dual bursters on my Mac suit. That and the Comets, which are the rocket launchers for the Venue. I destroyed two tanks with that today. That was fun. Again, holding down one little base when we owned, I think we owned 12% of the map today. But that was
That's
my
been
week.
Happening a lot.
Yeah, and especially since they did the changes to the Venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening a lot.
Yeah. Our we've lost a lot of people too. We were at, when I got on this morning, we were at 23%.
Yeah, we were at 26% when I was on.
Yeah, I think that's an issue with with betas especially, because people that aren't there to actually beta test, people that are there to just play the game before everybody else, they just want to be the best. They want to, they're like, oh, well, these guys suck, so I'm going to go play something else. Like, they don't care, about anything because it's beta. You're going to have wipes. There's no reason to stick with your character.
Correct.
So, I'm hoping that changes once it goes live.
Well, I look at the beta test. For one, I am testing the game. I want to do my part to help make this game the best game it could be when it launches. But two, so I can get to know the game myself and know what I want to do out of the gate when the game launches. Right now, I'm just doing everything, having fun, trying different things out, testing everything.
Yeah, and that's what a beta test is for, is testing, and especially in reporting bugs and stuff like that and going, hey, the Venue's underpowered or whatever, and getting the information. But, I have a character on each different... what's the word I'm looking for?
Faction?
Corporation or whatever.
Faction, yeah.
Faction, there we go. Couldn't think of that for some reason.
Faction.
So I have one on each faction because I want to test what it is. And I want to see, how is this against this? How's this against this? And that's what I'm testing. And that's what beta is for. But, a lot of people that are getting these beta codes, especially now that they're allowing people to buy into the beta, they're specifically there just because, I want to play Planetside 2 before everybody else.
This should give you bonus cert points for how many times you actually report an active and real bug in the game.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would have a lot of them. I've reported,
that's a good idea.
I've reported 8 bugs so far. I remember that one, Derek, when we were playing with Cashby. And we found those floating, the railing on top of that base were floating about 50 feet above where they should have been.
Right.
I remember there was one bug where I was crouched down in my Mac suit on a staircase, and I was moving backwards trying to get into the corner, and it dropped me behind the staircase. So I was sitting there behind the staircase gunning everything else that was moving. They could hardly see me.
Oh, that worked out in your favor.
I reported it. That's part of it. I would hate to be that person going into that base getting capped by a Mac suit that was glitched behind a staircase,
Right.
So there's two sides of every coin when it comes to beta testing. That's one thing that me and Mike learned when we were professional beta testers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to approach everything objectively on both sides and make sure that the game is the way it's intended to be. And that's why I do it. Yeah, you're absolutely 100% right, Kath. You nailed it. And I think if they added like a little in-game bonus right now for reporting bugs, they would see a lot more of it.
Yeah.
Of course, then you just have people putting in bogus random stuff.
It has to be a legitimate bug, though.
Yeah, but then in order to be a legitimate bug, they'd actually have to physically go through and check every single one of them.
That's true.
It would probably put more work on them in the end.
All right, fine. Kill my good idea.
Well, no, I mean,
in a perfect world, it's a good idea, but the problem is people are douchebags.
I'm just saying, if you have 100 people reporting the same bug, and you have one person reporting one bug, you know, just datum on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about somebody going, ooh, this grass is blowing the wrong way in the wind, or, you know, what they feel is a bug. You'd have to hire people just to physically check every single supposed bug. And there would be a lot of ones that weren't real.
There are a lot of bugs in the game, but I gotta tell you, from when I was in alpha, the game is 1,000 times better than what it was. When they had only about no more than 500 people, period, in one server, and we were focus testing specific bases, the lag issue was atrocious. You got into a fight with more than like 4 or 5 people, and you were down to 4 frames a second.
Speaking of lag, it isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, you know, and I've been in some pretty big battles, you know, with at least 100 people there, you know, so it's been a relatively big battle, and I haven't lagged a bit.
Yeah, they've fixed it completely. When they started actually inviting all the early access beta keys, that's when they really fixed that problem. And when I was playing, we didn't have any cert points. There was any additional weapons available for anything. It was just playtesting. They didn't even have the implants. Yeah, that dates. That shows how long I've been playing Plants I Do, and I love it. Every minute of it. I was so excited to get into the alpha. I didn't care if things weren't unlocked. I didn't care at all. I just wanted to try it. Okay. Derek, what was your week?
My week was very nice. I have like 4 really epic stories. One, it was involving a glitch. I fell down on the side of, up at the Venue Archives. Mm-hmm. I fell down in a hole on the side of the mountain. Not sure how. So I was stuck there, and I got both my bursars now. And nice. I got those, and the new conglomerate kept on trying to come over and take the base. And I kept blowing their galaxies out of the air, and nobody could find me. it was so much fun.
You glitched.
And then finally, I was getting swarmed. People were working their way around to get me. There was like 20 people trying to shoot me. And so I didn't give them the satisfaction of the kill. I just turned around and started shooting the wall, and I killed myself.
Nice.
So I denied them. Another one was in my max suit. I had a sniper shooting at me from the same position. They were up on the Venue Archives. I was down the field. I kept running from rock to rock. Had me down to like 1 health. I hit the jump pad, and as I was in the air, I shot him and killed him as I landed with my bursters. So I was feeling like a badass at that point.
A complete BA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one was with the heavy assault. Same thing with the galaxy. I just I was in my max and I was like shooting everybody, but we're just getting overwhelmed. So when I respawned, I went heavy assault, got the rocket launcher out, came out, shot 2 galaxies down.
With that rocket launcher?
Yeah,
that rocket launcher stinks.
Scope on that thing.
Yeah, the scope missed.
They have to land. I mean, you're not going to hit them if they're moving at all. I mean, they had just landed. I went out there. I popped both of them. I ran back in, got my max suit.
Yeah, I missed the scope on that thing. It was so awesome with the scope. Now it's hard to hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
What I love doing is hanging out by a max, by a enemy galaxy as a max with the dual machine guns.
Yes.
Just picking off everything that comes out of it. It's mean, but it's still fun. Because they can't spawn anymore with a max suit, so you just take them off like they were butter.
That hasn't been as bad as I thought. There's only been like 1 instance where that's really hindered me at all. But usually I just, you know, respawn, run straight to the console, and pop back in my Mac suit.
Yeah.
There's not a cooldown yet.
Yet. Yeah, yet. There will be.
I'm enjoying it while there's not. And I ran around a lot with Reg this week. He went engineer for a little bit, and well, you're talking about feeling like a BA, like you were talking about. You can just sit there and just mow people down and never have to worry about anything.
Yeah, with an engineer support and a Mac suit, that's crazy. That's like the biggest combination in the game right now.
So I had an eventful week.
I played with Reg for a brief period. I believe it was Monday night. I flew a Liberator, and he was my belly gunner. We could not find a tail gunner to save our life. We did okay, and then we just got too much fire, and it was just crazy. I tried not to make him, you know, sick, like I do a lot of people when I'm flying the Liberator, but it was good times. Kath, what about you?
Oh, my God. So, well, let me say this weekend, at any rate, because Tuesday happened, and a certain game came out, and I've been playing that nonstop for the past, like, 2 days.
Welcome to the club.
But this weekend, you know, finally got into beta. You know, thank you, Widget. Oh, my God, this thing is awesome. Having way too much fun. So,
dude,
I specifically said,
you,
I'm going to be a sniper, you know, like.
When we played after the show last week, I could have swore you're going to quit the show.
Oh, so, okay. Well, and that's something I want to talk about, but I'm going to save that for our noob tips.
Okay.
You know, because I could do an entire podcast on sniping. But, like, my big event in the week was I was hanging out in the biodome. Pauly Shore was there, and we were all just chilling, talking. And then, wow, two people laughed. I was hoping for all three. So, at any rate,
I don't laugh.
It was kind of a lame comment. All right, I'll give it to you. So, at any rate, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I got to get out of here because I need to go over to another area, and you know, I'm going to try one of those sites, which, can I just say I'm not good at vehicles? Not at all. Like, I'm having issues, especially with planes.
Oh, but they're tough to fly.
They are. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, because usually I'm all over it. But in this game, for some reason, I can't fly worth a crap. But at any rate, so I'm like, I'm going to grab a scythe. I'm going to take off. I'm going to get over here where I want to be. As I'm literally, I have just gotten in, I'm just taking off the little landing pad thing there, and an enemy galaxy flies right in front of the landing pad. Like, I don't even have time to stop, to pull the trigger on the gun, nothing. Slam right into it. I go 11-1. I took out the galaxy, you know, by kamikazing into the thing, and it wasn't intentional. You know, it just happened to fly right in my flight path as I was taking off. It was epic.
That was pretty awesome.
So I wish from now on, I need to be doing, I need to have Fraps up with it, you know, recording the previous 30 seconds thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the coolest thing I have seen thus far in the game.
You know, there's something that was actually concerning me when I was thinking about it. The cooldowns for the aircraft are quite large, like we all know. And I was thinking about it. It's like, you really cannot be a full-time pilot until you're at least battle rank 15. That's when you're able to get the implant to cut it down to 5 minutes.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're going to be waiting 30 minutes to fly. I don't care who you are. No one flies for more than 30 minutes in the air. You don't survive long enough unless you're hovering over your warp gate. And if you're Vanu hovering over your warp gate, you're still going to get gunned down.
I don't know. I agree with Reg in the chat room. There's a lot of vehicles and a lot of max suits from what I've seen so far in the beta, and to me that seems kind of extreme. Like, it shouldn't be that easy to get a vehicle and get on the field.
I agree with that.
Because, you know, and that's the thing. And again, Reg is saying exactly what I'm talking about in the chat room. You know, I literally am sniping all day, and, you know, it's impossible to snipe max suits and tanks and everything else, and so that's a huge issue, because if there's nobody else to shoot at, all I've got is tanks and max suits. What the heck?
There's a thing that you guys are... There's a few points you're missing out on this. For one, that's what Planetside is built around, is the vehicle combat. That's the, one of the big key factors of it. Vehicles can't go everywhere, though. That's another huge factor. They can't cap but maybe a couple bases. But there are ways that people have not yet experimented with, played with, to be, and they haven't really fully unlocked in the game, where it's easy to take out aircraft and it's easy to take out tanks as a ground unit, almost any ground unit. It's called C4. It's called Claymores. Those can destroy any vehicle. And a lot of people don't use them because they haven't really fully fleshed them out in the game yet, but they will. Now, the ability to spawn those weapons is a part of the story of the vehicles, is this part of the story of PlanetSide and the futuristic feel of it. The ability to spawn them directly. However, there are massive, massive cooldowns. And if you're battle rank 15, battle rank 20, then yeah, you've deserved to be able to get them down to 5 minutes where you can constantly spawn them. However, the other factor is you have a cap of 750 points that you can earn for vehicles. And each vehicle takes between 200 to 300 of those resources. So even if you have them 5 minutes, you get gunned down a lot. Like, for instance, I'm flying a scythe. I go out there for 5-10 minutes. I'm gunning things down. I go get another one. I can only do three of them before I have not enough resources anymore, and I'm going to have to wait to get more resources in order to get another one. So it's not just the amount of vehicles you're seeing, it's the amount of players you're seeing, because there are thousands. I've logged into PlanetSide 2 and saw 400 or 4,500 people on one continent on our server. So you're going to see a lot of vehicles.
You know, maybe that's the issue then, but it seems to me like there's just too much vehicle combat. You know, it's like, for me as a sniper, I have a sniper rifle. And C4 is great and everything, but it's one of those things where it's like, what am I supposed to do if everybody's in a vehicle? I can't snipe a tank. You know, as much as I'd love to be able to do that.
That's when you do something else. And the thing is, this game's heavily based on the squad dynamic. So you have people that are designated to take out tanks and things like that. In your case, like in my squads, I like to get a good balance of people in there. A good sniper, always have to have in my squad. Because we have a lot of sniper issues that we run into. Snipers are anti-snipers. That's their key role. It's weird and kind of redundant, but it's true. We have, like today, I was fighting in my max suit doing bursters. I had 5 snipers pinging at me. Mind you, they don't do much damage, but when you have 5 snipers that are TR, that have a freaking semi-automatic sniper rifle that is pelting me, I can't live long. I needed another sniper to take those other snipers out.
Yeah.
The sniper is a heavy support role. Every class has their designated way they do things. Every class has different ways of taking out different objectives. And what you are seeing is the fact you're seeing a lot of different people. For instance, we play via the Venue Sovereignty. We are right now currently less than anybody else by lot. So you're seeing a massive amount of people that are spawning periodic vehicles, and those vehicles are large. They're large, they're in charge, they're powerful. So you get more than like 5 or 6 on the field. It seems like a lot, but yet you're not looking at the fact that they probably have 30 people on the ground inside their base or in a nearby base.
Yeah.
So the balance from what I've seen is actually very good for the way the game's designed to be. I haven't personally seen any reason to think that it's too easy or they've overpowered it or there's just too many. I haven't seen that.
You know, it doesn't bother me, the ground units. That's fine, because with the ground combat, you have chokes you can manage with squads. It's that air combat. There's just too much that, you know, you can just come in and overwhelm anybody. No matter what you do, you'll get overwhelmed and you get taken over.
And right that, now,
that's
is,
not tactical, and that's the part I don't like.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen bases where you've got like 5 or 6 galaxies landing at once, and it's, you know, that's more than a squad, that's more than a platoon. You know, like, I've been in the military, it doesn't make sense to have that many pilots.
Well, you know, guys, we'll have to continue this conversation later. This is actually, Mike made a good point really quick here. This is a good point to put in the balancing of our special talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know.
So was there any other things that you did in-game, Kath?
Well, yeah, but like I said, a lot of the sniping stuff I want to talk about a little bit later when we get into noob tips, because I got a ton of tips for sniping.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get on to our key talking point today. Our key talking point is balancing issues in beta. They are going to occur, and they're going to occur often in beta, because that's a part of beta, is to test things out. What they did on Sunday was they balanced out guns better, and a big focus on the Venue. A huge focus on the Venue. I was excited, thinking, oh, they probably fixed, finally, the weapon issues with Venue. Unfortunately, they made him a lot worse. This is where running around naked with a BB gun came into effect, is the fact that I was doing heavy assault, trying it out, different weapons, and the heavy assault main gun is notoriously awful when it comes to the, for instance, the weapon kick. When you fire that gun, you get one round that's on a straight line, but then your other five rounds are about 50 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The kick is notoriously bad. I don't care if you have a front grip, you don't see an effect with a front grip at all. It doesn't change a thing. The suppressor doesn't change a thing. It's still going to shoot 50 feet in the air. When I was playing as a Venue sniper on Sunday, one thing that really got me upset was I was sniping people at a base. We were getting overrun nonstop. We owned 3% of the map. It was completely bad. The reason is that we couldn't hit anybody. I went one-on-one with a medic as a heavy assault and got owned. I hit him maybe three times with three bullets before I was done. On the plus side of this, though, I'm going to get back to my previous story really quick. I was a sniper, and I was trying to take out a heavy assault for TR. And it was literally, I would say, a good 2 miles in-game apart. He beat me in a sniper war with a heavy assault machine gun.
That's a serious issue.
It's a big, big problem. The TR heavy assault are the most devastating field units on the game right now. You can't go up to them even against them with a max. You can't beat them. You got to be.
I'm sorry. I'm still learning. The TR, those are the blue and yellow guys, right? Those are the guys with the bolt action sniper rifle.
That's the new conglomerate. TR are the red and black.
Okay, then the other guys, the new conglomerate, those guys, their snipers are overpowered.
They're a single action sniper rifle. They don't have the semi-automatic like the Venue or the TR have. They have one shot, reload. But they are insanely powerful.
Yeah, I mean, one shot, who cares if you have to reload? You're going to the next target anyway.
Unless you're a max suit, then you just laugh it off.
Yeah, I just know that, you know, I was playing Infiltrator, and I mean, I feel like I'm not getting any kind of rewards because I think I'm doing pretty good. I got it down. I learned how to breathe or hold my breath. Thanks, Reg. And so I'm like hitting these people like three times with a sniper gun. They're running around, you know, constantly trying to dodge me. So I think I've done something really good. I end up getting killed anyway, and they don't.
I've been up against NC a lot lately, and I really have not seen an issue of overpower with them. They seem about right for what their plan was to me.
What the in the previous game with the NC too, their sniper rifles, at least they were all the same in the previous game. Heavy assault, it took two shots to kill them with any rifle, and then you could one shot kill any of the other classes that were less. So I'm assuming that's probably what they're working for later on. So with the MC rifle, more than likely it'll take two shots to kill like a heavy assault, but then they should be able to one-shot kill pretty much anybody else.
Well, the initial design right now is they're doing it a lot differently than they did with Plants I Want in terms of power. Like they said, the NC are the most powerful. They're one-hit wonders. That's what they're designed to be, but they're very slow shooting. I've played an NC. It is a very slow sniper rifle. It really, really is. You can take one shot. If you miss that shot, you got to make sure you're moving if they find you. Because they're going to take you out. You have to be a really good shot to be an NC sniper.
See, and that's where I'm kind of having an issue because, you know, like, for example, they are a bolt action, and you actually have to get out of your zoomed in, you know, when you're looking down the scope to change something. And that, to me, is a problem. Like, I'm fine with a reload time. I'm fine with it even moving your rifle around while you're doing it. But the fact that I have to completely come out of my scope, that's not real. Like, that's an issue to me. You know, I realize this game isn't supposed to be a Twitch shooter. It's not supposed to be designed to be the realest game ever. But that kind of bothered me when I was playing on their side.
I never had an issue with that, honestly.
I haven't either.
Well, see, when I was playing on their side, I'd take the shot, and then I'd still be looking down the scope, because obviously I want to see if I hit my target, and then my target would die. And then I'm like, okay, next target, and I go to fire, and it's like, you're empty. And so then it would take me completely out of the scope, reload, and then I'd go back in.
I may or may not have had a lot of experience in real life as a sniper, may or may not have. But to me, I still don't have an issue with it.
See, and I have an issue with that because when I'm shooting a rifle, whether it has a scope or iron sights mm-hmm. or anything, on a bolt action, I don't have to move that much to where I completely come out of my scope. I can use a bolt and still be looking down my scope at a target.
I think, yeah, I know that makes sense, Kath. It does make sense completely. However, if they did that, it would cause a balancing issue, I think. If you look at the power of that bolt rifle.
Well, and like I said, I don't mind it taking time to do. I don't mind it, you know, if it moves your sights all over the place, I don't mind. But the fact that I have to completely back out of them kind of bothers me.
Reg made a good point, actually. He said that one thing, sniper invisibility should auto-toggle off when you shoot.
Yeah, that's so another issue. Yeah,
that's
I agree
something
completely.
I completely agree with on that. That is a pain in the ass. Excuse my French, but it is.
I would disagree with that one.
Okay.
Just
listening.
Because, I mean, wouldn't you just become too overpowered? Because you could just go invisible, run right behind somebody, pull your gun, and shoot them. You became visible. They'll never see you. I mean, you at least have to make the effort to hit your F button.
That's
a good
point. To
come out to hit them. Because if not, I mean, that you'd be calling unfairness pretty quickly on that one.
That's a good point, actually. Mike, do you have anything to say on the sniper issue?
No, I stopped playing sniper after the first week.
Fair enough. It's just that right now the venue guns are pathetic. Completely pathetic. The one time I did do good with a heavy assault after the change is I was crouched in a bush, and the NC that was coming into our base to try to cap it never saw me, so I loaded in about five or six shots into him and killed him. But then I die instantly by an engineer right behind me. Right now, there's a big problem with the venue armor. A huge problem. I heard it all over the game, all over the forums, that it feels kind of like the venue do not have armor at all right now.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah, I was having so many problems last week where I'd see my shield go down, and the second my shield would reach zero, I'd be dead. My health would never take a hit.
Yeah, that I've noticed that too. The few times that I've switched out to other classes besides my sniper, you know, and I understand that snipers are supposed to be glass cannons, but yeah, switching out to like a heavy assault, like even when I do that little shield thing, it seems that I'm just getting destroyed.
Yeah, it's the venue, or that's why we're having a lot of issues with people leaving that class. Or that faction is because they're just getting destroyed. But you see, I'm still a tester, and I'm still loyal to them, so I'm going to continue playing Venue because I know they're going to fix it. This is still beta.
Yeah,
and
the fixes come
rapidly.
With everything we've said, we need to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. They need to dumb down the TR a little bit, and they need to bring up the Venue a lot.
That was the thing about the Venue, the Infiltrator. You know, I'm frustrated now because it takes so many shots, but then I look at the certs that are not open to even try out yet. And, you know, I know leveling up the, the ammunition, maybe they'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if I could just, I mean, I'll even take three shots, but after three, I mean, you're not going to hit nobody.
It's again, this is the main reason why they're doing all this testing. This is a very, very large game. Everything about the game is large. The concept, the play, everything. The class system, the vehicles. So they need a lot of people in there testing it and balancing it. They cannot do it in staff. If they did it all in-house and staff, they'd have a staff of about 3,000 people they're paying weekly. No. Yeah.
I was just going to mention on the sniping issue that hitboxes need to come into play. Because if I shoot somebody in the real world, so can we all agree that a 22 in real life is one of the weakest guns ever?
Well, yeah, it's a pea shooter. Barely more than a BB gun.
If I shoot you in the face with a 22, you will die. If I shoot you in the chest with a 22, especially if you're wearing some form of armor, you're going to be fine.
Well, not
so that's kind of where I have the issue, is where if I'm getting actual headshots, people need to die. Like that's my biggest problem, is I've had to take two or three headshots with my rifle in order to kill somebody, and I'm like, that's not right.
In order for balancing and the way they do the hitboxes in the game and the whole armor and hit point ratio, this is an MMO. So you do have hidden hit points on your character. What they do is they give you triple damage for making a headshot. It's never going to be an instant kill in the game.
See, and that, to me,
that makes 100% sense.
Well, they have helmets on.
If you have a spray and pray that is constantly hitting the head of everybody that comes in, they're constantly dying without a shadow of doubt going into a base, you're going to get a lot more people complaining and griping than anything. With a game like this and an MMO scale, you cannot have a one-hit kill on a headshot. You can't do it.
I don't know. Maybe they need to buff the weapon damage then, to where the rifle that we're actually using at 3x damage
kills.
They
need to fix a lot of things for the Venue. The kick issue is gigantic, especially with the heavy assault for Venue is 100% worthless. 100% worthless. Even the rocket launcher is pointless because of how the way the rocket degrades on flight is bad. Hmm. We lob little projectiles at the aiming sights are bad. They're off. It's not even a proper aiming sight for the Venue rocket launcher. You need an actual, with the way that it lobs, you need a grenade launcher iron sight, you know, with the multi-adjust.
Yeah.
They don't have it. It's a single target iron sight. And with a rocket launcher, that doesn't really work when it's a lobbing projectile.
Yeah.
That needs to be fixed.
I agree. They're mostly worthless, but they have one good purpose, which I will give in my noob tip.
Okay. That sounds good. They're great for close range from what I can see, but only if you can survive it. With the problem right now of Venue being paper targets, that's where I have an issue. But the assault rifle, it jumps so high. I put a scope on it, thinking that maybe that'll fix the issue. No, I have one bullet, and how weak that gun is compared to the other two heavy assault machine guns, it's not worth it. That one bullet does nothing. And I thought maybe it's just me, so I tried to balance it with my mouse and shoot low and let it climb high, where I was shooting at their feet with the first bullet, and the second bullet was over their head.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue.
That's something that needs to be fixed. They need to increase the weapon damage for Venue all across the board. They needed to decrease the weapon damage across the board for the TR. NC, from what I've been seeing, are pretty much right on par. I like how they are. They're good. I played, like I said, all three factions this week to get a feel for them. And being a heavy assault TR, I felt like I was better than a max.
You are better than a max.
So, and when I play as a heavy assault for NC, I feel like I have a good balance in that. The gun hits hard, but it's slow as dirt. But it has less of a... Every one of those has have half the kick of what the VR or the Venue Sovereignty does. It's bad.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense because, again, in real life, things with a higher caliber have a higher kick.
It's a laser gun. It shouldn't have hardly any kick.
Well, that's true, too.
No, I think it should have no kick. I mean, if they should, you know, get more realistic, maybe give us like some heat issues or something.
You know
what
they could do to fix this problem with Venue? Seriously? Screw increasing our weapon damage. Take away our kick. We're using laser weaponry that's supposed to be from the future.
Right.
For alien technology. Come on. Take away our kick, and it doesn't matter how weak we are because we're going to be able to hit more. So that's where your balance comes in.
That makes sense. I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah. Get on it, Sony.
Yeah. Because Widget said so.
I used to be a game designer. I know that one thing that they do in beta testing, we used to do that in games, is we would purposely, you know, if something was overpowered, we found it to be overpowered, we would nerf it to the ground and test it on that end to see if we could find out where the middle ground is. So I think that's kind of where they're getting with this. They're like, for instance, the Scythe, when it was first in beta, was the most overpowered vehicle in the entire game, period. The maneuverability of it, the power of it was ridiculous. So they nerfed it to the ground. And they brought it up a little bit more. They're going to bring it up a little bit more in step until they figure out where that balance is. And I think that that could be something that they're doing right now.
And that might be, you know. And I don't pretend to be a game designer, you know. It doesn't make... I have no experience with it. So, you know, is all these points that I'm trying to make obviously come with no experience on their side of stuff. So I'm just... At this point, I kind of feel like I'm just randomly crying.
One of the last key things I want to talk about is right now, because in beta, if you're underpopulated, you don't get the bonuses yet. The 5-15% to XP and resource gains. So right now, what's the reason the venue are losing a lot of people is we're gaining hardly any resources at all. I put in 6 hours of game time. I went up 400 Araxium. Because we don't own any bases. Plain and simple. And the TR and the new conglomerate are getting all these hyped up weapons because they're getting all the resources. So keep in mind that when the game launches, when there's that kind of issue, we're going to get bonuses and boosts, so it won't be that big of a problem. But right now in beta, it's going to be because that's not unlocked yet or not in use. And the fact we only have one continent we're fighting for, not three. Anything else you guys want to say on this before we move on? All right, so you think we got it, Mike?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, then. We're going to move on to our next part. All right, we're going to get into our noob guide to PlanetSide 2. What we're going to do now is we're going to try doing this from now on. Is each one of us are going to try to come up with some kind of tip for the new player PlanetSide 2 each week. Mine is pretty simple. It's the maxes. I do a lot of maxing. And I gotta say that the dual bursters, bones all, done. Alright, moving on. I have not really seen too much of a great reason to not dual wield specific weapons in the game. Doing one-on-one, one hand like a comet, one hand burster, it's okay, but you're never gonna be highly effective unless you're with a lot of other maxes doing the same thing. So it's a good idea to just do dual max loadouts, or dual weapon loadouts for a max. When you're doing the bursters, it's very important to have a clear high ground advantage. That way you can have a clear view of the sky. You don't want to be covered in trees, things like that, because your bursts are going to just hit the trees and do nothing. But one thing you want to make sure, it's all about placement when you're a max, especially when you're doing burster, because you're not going to be running around a lot, is to make sure you have the high ground, for one, or open area where you can get a clear view of the sky, but also to be within range, within sprint distance of cover, whether it be a base, underneath a slew of trees, things like that. That way you can get out of the area quickly, especially if you have a reaver or a scythe or a mosquito coming at you with hellfire missiles. You're not going to last long, so you got to get out of there. The sprint, when it comes to the special ability of a max suit, is a sprint. A lot of people think it's not very useful because they haven't really realized how to use it. The sprint has a very tactical advantage depending on what you are doing. For when it comes to like a comet or anti-tank or anti-air, it's a great way to retreat, to get out of way. Because you can't take those hits from missiles very well. So the best thing to do is to use that as a retreat advantage. When you're dual machine gun or flamethrower, it's a great way to get in closer to your opponents. If they're hiding behind rocks or behind a base or an vantage point, use that sprint to get around the corner quickly, because as soon as you're done sprinting, you're able to shoot. Unlike when you're trying to run, you have to wait a few seconds before you're able to start shooting again. So you use that sprint to cover that gap quickly. Get behind your opponent and start gunning him down. Alright then, that was my tip. Mike, what about you?
Don't try to run behind the Sunderer and spam E to try to get into it. Bad idea. Because then they throw the thing in reverse and you get smushed and you die.
Don't ever be behind a vehicle or underneath it when it's
okay. Running. Now, seriously, when driving any kind of vehicle like a tank or an airplane or anything, hitting the E key is a bad idea. Even accidentally, you could run yourself over. If you do it while you're flying and you don't have a jetpack, you will become roadkill. A pancake. Any other words you guys can think of? dead, pretty much dead.
Yeah. Splattered really across all surfaces.
If you're really thinking about considering doing vehicles, remapping your E key to something else, the exit vehicle key.
That's a really good idea.
Put it somewhere where you're not going to hit it.
Yeah, every time I go to reload, I automatically hit my E key. And the worst thing is, you got a long way to fall, so you got a long time to think of how stupid you are.
Yep. that's my tip this week. Just be careful what you're doing with those vehicles. Watch out for your E key. Watch where you're driving. Please don't run over people. I'm so tired of getting run over. It's really
that's
not that difficult.
That's my huge tip. I agree with that.
All right, speaking of which, Keth, what about yours?
Okay, I could do an entire podcast, and me and Arjun just hashed out we're going to do a video together, hopefully, and get this posted up on the QGN YouTube. Mm-hmm. Sniping is a lifestyle, okay? It's not just pulling a trigger and killing people, okay? There's so much more to sniping than just looking down the sights and pulling the trigger. There's tons of tips. One of the things, a lot of snipers in particular, like to hide behind cover, and they like to stick their head over because they think that little head that they've got peeked over the wall isn't going to be seen. Trust me when I say it's going to be seen, and when I'm there, it's going to get shot.
That's a big red target paint on your forehead.
Like, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how dark how dark it is. It doesn't matter how little you think you're actually poking out. When I'm staring at a tree and I see a little circle that pops out next to it, I know what you are. I know what you're doing, and I'm going to kill you. So instead of standing behind, behind cover, especially at night, stand in front of cover. Let me explain. You want to break up your silhouette. You don't want to be a perfect circle. So if you're standing in front of the tree instead of behind it with your head sticking out, I'm going to look at a tree. I'm going to go, hey, that tree's got different... I can't think of the word. It has different texture. There you go. And so because of that, I'm not going to notice the fact that there's different textures on it, because I'm just going to glance at it. I'm going to go, it's a tree. It's got all this different stuff on it, and keep moving. Whereas if you're standing next to a tree, it's going to be obvious. So think about that. Stand in front of cover, not behind it, especially at night, because you want to break up your human silhouette. Another thing, sniping, I still have an issue with the fact that the Vanu isn't a one-shot, one-kill when you shoot somebody in the head. That's kind of a problem. But when you start utilizing sniping techniques, you're going to be able to get those multiple shots. Like I said, if they can't see you, they don't know where you're coming from, they're going to get hit, and they're going to suddenly panic, and then they're going to get shot again. So wait for that recoil to drop, because that's one of your biggest things. You're going to take your shot, you're going to have that recoil, and then it's going to come back down. You also need to take into account bullet travel time, stuff like that. You take that first shot, especially if you're sniping from a great distance, by the time your recoil is done and goes back to where you were initially, that's when the bullet's going to hit the guy in the head and you can take that second shot. Plus, you need to take into account that human reaction speed takes about a second before they are able to react to something. Not to mention you add internet and all that kind of stuff, lag and all that. You're going to be able to have that second shot. So bear that in mind. Now, as far as recoil goes, bear in mind, like Arjun said earlier, when you're looking down your sights as a sniper, as an infiltrator, if you press shift, your scope stops moving, because that's the equivalent of taking a breath. So I didn't know that when I first started. I was having huge problems with the fact that my scope was moving all over the place. So press shift, take your shot, let go of shift, let your recoil settle, press shift again, take the second shot. You're going to start killing people.
Very good. Can I add one thing to that?
Yes.
One thing about snipers is it's natural reaction for people to wait for us. If they know you're out there and you're shooting at them, they're going to wait for you to stop shooting when they know that you're reloading to come out and look for you. It's very much natural instinct for people who are being shot at by a sniper to take cover during the initial barrage and then again wait until the barrage stops when they know they're reloading to come out. So what you need to do as a sniper is to, when you're ready to reload, is to hit your special, your cloak, and just reload while you're cloaked. That way, when they're coming out to look for you, they won't see you, because you're still, and all you're doing is reloading. When you're ready to shoot again, uncloak, and begin your barrage.
That'll oh, absolutely. That's an amazing tip, and something I haven't even thought about, so you just taught me something.
Glad I could help.
But, yeah, and the other thing is, with that cloak thing, cloaking, you don't need it when you're in a good hide, but when you're moving, which you should be doing as a sniper, you need to use that cloak.
Very good. That's what it's there for. Derek, yours.
Okay, first I want to add to Mike's about being ran over by tanks. I've had a lot of experience with that. The mini-map can be your best friend. All you got to do is keep an ear out, listen, and when you start hearing the hum of the tank, immediately look down at that mini-map, and it'll show you where your tanks are, and you just make sure you're moving the opposite way.
You can jump over a tank. I've done it several times. I've gotten practice on that.
I've gone under quite a few. I just run away from them now. It's the safest thing to do. But anyway, something I've learned this week was when you're being overrun by, you know, when like the NC come in with a bunch of galaxies and, you know, I'm in my max suit and I'm just like, you know, using my bursters and I'm doing a lot of damage, but then I get taken down. I would come out with my heavy assault, and it's kind of like you were mentioning earlier. I would run up close range because they're already landed on the pad, and I would run up close range and I would get a shot off before I'm taken down again. And then and it's perfect because it'll knock that galaxy out. It'll take a bunch of people out at the same time. Plus, they got no way of getting out of there now. And they're going to kill you because you're Van New and you're made of paper. And you just respawn again as a heavy and run to the next galaxy. And I've experienced that has changed the whole dynamic of the fight.
Yeah.
And you're just one person doing that, which, you know, that's a really good thing.
Honestly, though, heavy assault, no matter what you are, is great for close quarter combat as well.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having to go up against a bunch of heavy assault that are holding a base in close quarters. Because even though they have for the Venue, it's a crazy kick, you're still going to get overrun quickly and get taken out quickly.
Oh, yeah. When I'm capping, I will switch it to my rocket launcher again and just stare at the door. And as soon as someone comes around, I shoot them. And because usually if you got one person coming around that corner, you got three more right behind them to come and take you out. And you can knock out four people at once.
Good stuff, guys. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
I'll take that as a no. All right. All right, so we're going to go into our news, and we're going to wrap up the show after that. Mike, what is first on our list?
All right, first on our list. If you guys are going to SOE Live, they've got some news for you. They're going to have a tournament called the Araxis Showdown that basically you will start fresh with a new character, standard issue gear, certifications, and you'll compete in qualifying rounds on Thursday and Friday. The top 18 players will move on, and finally the winner will get paid. The top spot gets paid $5,000, and then it goes down there. The first 9 spots get paid. So, you know, make some money. Play in a tournament. Test your real skills. I wish I was going.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too.
They're also doing a live boot camp for it at there. You'll choose your empire, and you'll join in a live Planetside 2 boot camp and earn your stripes by getting together a squad of 5 and going through basic and complete training exercises to prove what you have, what it takes to win. First prize for a team is $1,000, so $200 per each member.
Nice.
So if anybody's going to live, you know, and you're going to, you know, do any of this stuff, send us an email. Let us know how it was, what you did, all that sort of things. We'd love to hear from you.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm on the wrong coast for this.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I missed it. Where is this at?
Vegas.
Ooh.
And I was going to go, too. It's at the, I can't remember what casino it is. I was going to buy my tickets a month ago. I had it all ready to go, and then I decided last minute not to do it.
We need to have a writer, Joe Bradford, go to it. He lives in Vegas.
Now I'm regretting not going. I wish I was. But moving on, they announced earlier this week that at some point this week there will be a character wipe. They said when the update went through, it didn't go through today yet, so I don't know. But they said there is going to be a character wipe soon, and it will not be the last one. So, you know, it's beta, guys. It happens.
So if you have, if you've been saving your Axiom points, now's the time to use it.
Yep.
Like me.
Might as well burn through it. They're also, at the same time, going to be renaming the servers. So these are going to be temporary names, as they don't have anything to do with PlanetSide. They just threw some random names in there to have some fun. They're trying to actually go away from the West 1, East 1, East 2 thing because they feel that everybody's going into the number 1 server and not going into any of the others.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So they're going to rename them. East is going to be Themisto, Leda, and Himalaya. West servers will be Metis, Draste, and Amalthea. And the Europe servers will be Thione, Herse, and Shaldine.
I'm going to tell us right now. We're going to go into probably a U.S. East. I know Mike wants to do Metis, but the problem with that is that everyone else is going to do that one too. It's the only name that's actually halfway decent. But I'm telling guys, we need to pick one right now so people know what to go into to be with us, to join us. So I was thinking probably one of the U.S. East servers.
All right, we'll do Himalaya.
Himalaya it is.
Because Themisto just sounds stupid.
It does. Leda is a girl.
Yeah. So, from now on, we're going to be in Himalaya the second the wipe goes through. So, everybody knows.
So, you'll find the QGN crew at the Himalaya server. Sound good, guys?
Sounds good.
All right.
Works for me.
Capture mechanics. They are working on changing the capture mechanics for bases. I'm not sure when it's going to go into effect, but it is in the near future. They say that the ticket rate will change dramatically depending on what happens during the battle to the adjacent territories. If you have 100% influence on a region, your tickets will be climbing at the fastest speed possible for that facility outpost, thus making capture of it quite fast. If you start losing territory, then your ticket rate will slow down. Even if you have zero influence, as long as you control a point, your tickets will keep gaining, but at a snail's pace. So they give an example. They say at the Duraka Amp Station, if you have 100% influence on the adjacent territories, it'll take 5 minutes to capture the base. If you only have 50%, it'll take 10, 33%, 15 minutes, and if you have 0%, it'll take you 45 minutes to cap the base.
Now, this just makes sense.
Yeah, so you're going to have to actually make sure you have the adjacent stuff around those big bases. Go capture the little bases. Make sure you're doing everything around there.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
There's something I don't understand about that. Like, when you're capturing those bases, sometimes, you know, I can cap. Sometimes I have to have somebody else with me. I mean, how is there any way to know beforehand?
Right now, it's not the capture methods are not 100% in the game. They're not fleshed out yet. Okay. So you're still in beta, so there's still no... Right now, it's not really conclusive. And that's why they're doing these changes, is to get more conclusive with how it'll work.
Okay. So we'll see. And then earlier this week, they also announced what they have planned for membership benefits, for if you want to get a membership to the game instead of using the free-to-play model. These are not set in stone. The current plan is to have membership affect your character advancement in three primary ways, each of which will also be available additionally via a boost implant. So you can buy them yourselves for a boost implant. The first one is a passive cert gain. Now, they did take away the passive cert game earlier in the for offline earlier in the week, but they did say that they are going to put it back in because they had such a like huge backlash from that. So if you actually have a membership, your cert gain is going to be at a 50% increased rate as that of a free-to-play member. And that is just offline cert game, not including what you get when you get experience points. So you will get it. If you're free to play, you'll have a slow offline cert gain, but if you have a membership, you'll get it 50% faster. So you'll be able to get those weapons. You'll be able to upgrade everything a lot faster. They're also going to give you an automatic experience boost. Members will accrue experience at a 50% increased rate as that of anybody else. So, and this will affect the active cert gain because obviously you're getting more experience and you're leveling up a lot faster. You'll also get an automatic resource boost. Members will accrue a resource at 50% increased rate. So this will affect the rate at which you can acquire consumables like grenades, spawn beacons, and medkits, as well as vehicle and Araxium unlocks.
I like this.
Yeah. And then, and also, additionally, increased resource pool cap. So the cap won't be the same. As Araxium uncapped, that doesn't really it. Catalysts, alloys, and polymers is an increased 100% increase to those pool size. So instead of the 750, you'll actually have a 1500.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Guess who's
you'll
becoming
be able to
a member?
More vehicles. Yeah. Big number. And then also they want to give members will have priority slots in the login queue. So if you get on when there's a crap load of people getting on, you'll pretty much guaranteed to get on if you're a member.
I'm going to be a member, guaranteed.
So do we know how much this is going to be?
No, not yet. Like I said, none of this is set in stone. This is just, if you go to the forums right now, they did a post on this. They're off asking for feedback, and they're just kind of throwing it out there right now to see what everybody's take on it is. And they will change things as it comes along.
I hope they do. I like the last couple points you talked about. Fine, increase the pool caps. Increase the login queue. You know, I'm fine with that. But the fact that you gain 50% extra resources, I'm and even experience. Fine with the 50% experience, but the 50% extra resources, that seems kind of an issue to me because you're going to have somebody like Widget versus me. He's willing to pay. I'm not.
Well, here's where you're not taken into all accounts again, is the fact that the very same thing can be bought on the online store for free-to-play members.
You can buy them too on pay-to-play.
I don't know. It kind of bothers me because it seems to me like if you can get you'll be able to get vehicles, and it's the same thing that I feel is the problem currently.
You'll be able to get vehicles faster, but not technically the cooldown still goes into effect.
Oh, so I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, the cooldown's still there. You don't get cooldowns as a member. You just get more resources. You'll get them faster.
Okay.
All they're really saying is that the membership plan will pretty much negate the free-to-play aspect of the game. Because you're going to be gaining so much Araxium that you're not going to really need to buy weapons.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because look at how hard Araxium is to get right now. A 50% increase really isn't that much.
I would have
so
had
I was
more
able to save up 5,000. That means I've only saved up 7,500, which isn't enough to get anything.
I saved up about 10,000 right now.
That's so you'd have 15.
Yeah.
And how long have you been playing?
A week and a half.
Geez, I can't even get that much in a week and a half. I got like 5,000 in like 2 weeks.
So I don't really see. To me, I could become a member. I mean, I have Stony Cash saved up. I'm going to use that for weapons, of course. I know exactly what weapons I'm going to buy right off the bat. But I'm not going to need to have to spend more money than what I'm paying monthly.
Yeah.
Because I won't need to buy the boosts. I mean, someone in your squad might want to buy the squad boosts that they're putting out. But keep in mind also, Kat, this is also a company. This is a game. Their design is to make money off of it. So you're not going to have the full free-to-play members getting everything that anyone else is going to get.
Yeah, I understand.
As far as price goes, more than likely it's going to be the same as anything else, from $12.99 to $14.99 a month. More
like
than
I said,
likely.
I understand that. I'm just afraid that, you know, it's going to be a pay to win instead of a pay to play. Like
it
that's
can't be
my
a pay
concern.
To win, though,
I don't see this how this anywhere could be a pay to win at all.
Because you can't get anything that you couldn't get on a free to play model.
This is the most forgiving free to play model I've ever seen when it comes to people who don't want to pay for anything. You can still do everything in the game. It's just going to take you longer.
Yeah. There is you can't get a gun, you know. You're not going to get a gun that no one else can get.
I mean, most free-to-play games, you have almost everything locked up to you. You can only do, like, very limited amount of things in the game. This one, it's the full game's unlocked. It's just going to take you a lot longer to get everything done.
Like I said, I'm just a little concerned about that one. The resource boost, I didn't think about the cooldowns. Now I'm a little bit more comfortable with that because, like I said, I didn't take into effect that you have cooldowns on being able to buy stuff. But like I said, if you can gain 50% resources better, you're going to have, in what I'm assuming, again, without seeing this, you know, it's hard to say, but if a bunch of people get together, like an entire squad who is paying to play gets together, they will be able to respawn vehicles faster and so on and so forth because they'll have more resources.
They'll be able to respawn more of them.
Yeah,
they'll be able to spawn more of them. They won't be able to spawn them faster.
Yeah, see, and that's kind of where I was not thinking about the cooldown. So
okay, but look at it from this angle. Joe has been in the beta for at the very least a month before I was, probably two. Mm-hmm. I am higher level than him now because I've got to play more.
Yeah.
He hasn't had time. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like for the people who, you know, you're really not getting an advantage because, like, if he was paying right now and I wasn't, we'd probably be on the same level.
Exactly.
So it's pretty much everybody gets a choice. Do I have enough time or, you know, is my money worth my time?
Yeah.
But like everybody gets the same thing. I mean, there's nothing that's going to be excluded.
Like I said, it just that kind of concerns me a little bit. And so we'll see how it works out.
We shall. We're going to know a lot more. I mean, from everything's pointing to a release by December, some point in December. So we'll see.
Yeah. And they also Sony also has their their season pass, I think is what it is, where you pay $20 a month and you get all the Sony games. It's like a subscription to all of them.
I just wanted to plan that too. It's only really Sony.
Yeah, for anybody that likes the other games, though, you know, it's actually one of the best deals out right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a lot of games.
All right. We have one email we want to get into really quick from Maximus Phoenix. He wrote in saying, "Hey guys, here is the beta key I got with my Alpha Squad. It is now QGN's to use how you see fit. Thanks. Chris P, a.k.a. Max, the Miss Phoenix." So we have a beta key, and why is this even on the notes, Mike? And that beta key we want to give away to a person who's listening to the show who's not in the beta yet. So what we want you to do is to email us in as to why you want to join, why you want the beta key, why you want to be in the game, and we're going to give that away to someone by next week. So just email in planetsideofftherecord@gmail.com with why you want to play, and we will pick one of those people randomly and give you that beta key. And if we get more beta keys in the email, we'll give out more than one person. And thanks very much, Maximus, for giving us the beta key. We really appreciate it. So we can hopefully get someone else in there and joining us in-game. Anything you guys want to say on that?
I think that's a very, very nice thing you did.
Very noble of you.
Yes, sir. All right. Our final thoughts. I can't wait till they fix Venue. I know they will, and I have full faith in it.
I just like shooting people. That's all I want to do. Please let me shoot people.
Fair enough. Keth?
Snipe better. And like I said, we're going to get a video out, hopefully within this next week, and show you some techniques and
tips to do that. It comes down to that with every single class. Is you play smart, you'll play better. This is not one of those. This is not a Modern Warfare 3 game. You can't just run around gunning and expect to be the best. Not going to happen. All right, and Derek.
Not only do I like to shoot people, I like them to fall over dead when I do it. So
yeah.
I'm just going to keep plugging, knowing that they're going to fix or
keep plugging, and good things will happen.
Yes.
Very good. All right, and our iTunes shoutouts. Who do we have normally that says they need to do this?
I did it last week.
Kath, you want to do it?
I'm all over it.
Do it.
Hey, from the USA, we got Adam Rowe. We've got Clipset. We've got Mega Dom Joe. I hope I'm pronouncing that
Mega
right.
Mega Adam Joe.
Mega Adam Joe. Okay, apparently I'm the only person that doesn't know that guy. So thank you.
He's big.
And
our,
from the UK, we've got friend. Johnny Morris.
Very good. Thank you guys for your 5-star review shout outs. Again, please give it, rate us, and tell us what you think of the show. And how to reach us. Mike, I'm going to let you do it this time.
How to reach the show. You can reach us at our website at planetsideofftherecord.com or from our main hub at questgamingnetwork.com. Our email address is planetsideofftherecord@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter at planetsideofftherecord. You can also follow us individually.
Actually,
Joe is at
Mike,
author.
Mike,
yes.
Our Twitter is planetsideotr.
Oh, yeah. Want me to start over? Let's start over.
No, just continue.
Okay. Or you can follow us each individually. Joe is at author J.R. Wilson. I am at Insane Hero. That's H-I-R-O. Derek is at Subprota. That's S-U-B-P-R-O-T-A. And Keth is at Keth Gaming. You can also check out Keth on his YouTube channel at youtube.com/KethGaming.
All right. When we get the Planetside... Our tip videos, which I think is a fantastic idea, Kat. I might have to join in and do some of those myself. How-to videos, if you will. Our channel is simply Quest Gaming Network on YouTube. Go ahead and check it out. We have a bunch of Minecraft videos up right now. So hopefully we'll be getting Planetside ones up there as well.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I'll save a lot of it for the community cast, but I know Dean and I are planning on getting some Borderlands 2 videos going on, and so that channel is about to explode. We're about to get stuff on that channel. We're slowly working on it. I've been working on, learning this YouTube thing and stuff like that. So pay attention to that because there's content coming.
All right. Planetside Off the Record is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with Middle Earth Network. Keep on shooting, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Dos vidania.
See you in game.